For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Carmen, call Mr. Sapp back, please. Warren Sapp, if you're just waking up, was bitten by a shark yesterday. Our Hall of Famer here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There was a Sharknado, and he was involved. No, that's not what it was.
May have been, Galvin. I don't know what it is. But we'll find. I want to get to the bottom of this because a lot of these people are like, "Oh, nurse sharks, no teeth," and blah blah blah. I've seen the bite, and right. It looks like it's pretty brutal. Let's get him on the phone and figure out exactly what happened yesterday while lobster fishing.
Yeah.
Which is something that I think that I'd want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because you just go pick them up.
Yeah, well, I saw the picture after he got the shark bite. There was just like a bed of lobsters, and I was like, that would be great to just mow through after.
Yeah, I think
you're
he
done.
Said the shark got me, but look what I got.
Yeah.
He wins. He wins in the end. That's all he does now is fish.
Really?
Yeah, so what do? He goes, I'm down in the Keys, and I fish all the time. That's a great lie. I wouldn't mind having a what?
Fishing can be. I don't know. It's fun for a few hours, but I would get bored.
Not when you're fighting sharks, it's not. Warren Sapp, shark victim. How are you doing?
Wait a minute. What were you just talking about? Somebody getting bored or something?
Rob said he would get bored if all he was doing was fishing, and I think that would probably be the life to be down in the Keys just picking up lobster.
I don't know Rob. Who's Rob? Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Hi, Warren Sapp, Rob, NFL Hall of Fame player.
Rob is our producer. He's been here like 2 years. You probably wouldn't like him. How are you doing?
I'm good, baby. I'm good, man.
That's a nice chunk of Warren Sapp that they took out of you.
Hey, man, he wanted a taste of greatness. Sometimes you have to give it. Sometimes you have to give it up for the bad guy that's in the room.
Give me the rundown. You're out there. You're out there lobster fishing. They lose you again? Oh, there you go.
No, I'm right here. I go out and I'm lobster fishing, and you know me down there is me, JC, who is the first mate of the two conks, muskrat boat, 36-foot yellowfin. We down there. We got a whole group of clients on there, so we ready to roll. So we get out there. We got the kids finding the hole, so we get down to the bottom, find a hole.
What are they in the lobsters stay in the lobster hole? I've never been lobster fishing.
Yeah. All right. So what I have to understand is like little ledges where, you know, it's a big white area. There's little holes where the lobsters fall inside or they underneath pallets or different things. So
gotcha.
We found a hole. So I'm down there. So we throw an anchor down to mark the spot. So you can always see the spot.
Right.
They're floating there. You got the dive flag up for all the safety and all the little crazy stuff for people out there. We understand we're not just doing it recklessly. You know, we're doing it the right way.
Right.
So we get down to the bottom. So here come the reckless part. Me go down there, and I'm looking, you know, I'm looking down in the hole. You know, you only got so much air and so much time down there as you go down.
Right.
So I pull myself down the anchor line. You know, you got to be a little smart as a, you know, 275-pound-plus guy.
Right.
You got to get down to the bottom without a lot of effort so you can, you know, concentrate on getting a lobster once you get down there. Because they're pretty fast, too. So I go down, and I'm looking in the hole, and I'm looking in the hole, and I see something. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, that's a shark. I'm like, it's in the damn way of the lobster. So I grab him and yank him.
You grabbed the shark? How big was it?
Like a 4-footer. But, he just back up. It's a nurse shark. They back up in there. So I didn't grab him by the face. I grabbed him by the back, by the tail, so I can get him out, you know, pull him out. Then he'll swim off, and I ain't got to worry about it. So when I pulled him out, he was there, and, you know, I went into one of those trances that you go into when you're in one of those majestic situations. You're like, oh my God, I have a shark in my hand.
Yeah.
You know? You think about it. You know, you thinking like, you know, I'm a big old dude. You know, I got a shark in my hand. So he was trying to get away from me. So I'm holding him as he's going, and I got him by the back of the tail, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. So I go to looking for JC because, you know, that's my little partner in crime. You know, that's my BFF on the boat. He teaching me everything under the sun, you know.
Right.
You know, he's a third generation, you know, fisherman. So I'm learning everything I can learn from an 11-year-old. He's killing it. So I look up for him. Like, do you see this? And when I look up and look back down, Mr. Sharp done turned around like, okay. Mr. Sapp, I am about to bite a plug out of you because you have my tail right now.
So
and at this point, Tyhead, this total shock just goes over me as this shark locks on me. I mean, it's on the bottom of my wrist, too. You know where the two veins at.
So right.
I wig straight out. Stoof, snatch it from him. Only thing saved me was my shirt. The top of his teeth grabbed my shirt, and he couldn't lock on the way he could actually, like, bite me with his bottom.
Yeah.
The top got a loose, but he still had me, and he squaked me on the bottom. He got a good piece out of me, though.
When I first saw it, I couldn't figure out. I saw it on TV last night, and I couldn't figure out if it was your leg, and then it bit through something, and then I realized it was your arm.
No. So you didn't read.
I'm just saying the first time I saw it. Yeah. I went and read it.
So you didn't read.
Then I looked at it, and it's a pretty meaty bite. You got your most nerd sharks just kind of scratch you.
Listen, this one here was pissed.
How much?
And I understand why. I will not be doing that again. Lesson learned.
How much did it hurt? Be honest. Like on a scale of 1 to 10.
The mangrove snapper bite 2 days ago on my thumb was worse.
He's getting bit by everything under the sea.
I'm telling you, dog, if you ever been bit by a mangrove snapper, and anybody out there that's listened to me that's been bit by one, they got like a little vampire thing. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Almost brought me to my knees, Cowhead. I'm telling you, corn dog.
I just went out with my kid last weekend and went fishing on a boat, and my captain Nate out here, and he was showing me the teeth on the snapper, and here's why you don't want to hold this one. Yeah. That's vicious.
I was taking the mustache hook out of his mouth, and you know, he just went for one more little tuck, and he caught me. Oh my god. I feel it right now as I'm talking to you. I almost pull off on the side of the road. I'm telling you, boy, that thing was something serious.
Do you know? So what is the shark bite to lobster catch ratio? You ended up winning at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, I'll never lose a fight for a meal. Never. That's a big guy rule. Anybody that's 250 or over know that rule. When a big guy looking for a meal, he's going to get that meal. We duct taped it up and went back to work, baby. We got to go.
Oh, I would have been like, I need a doctor. I need stitches.
No. You know what? I've gone paintballing with you before. Yeah, you would have.
Yeah, I cry. Wait a second. So yeah, you're not salty. Even now, you're not going to do anything now? Like, you just let it heal on it? You just put a Band-Aid on it?
I got my Neosporin and my hydroperoxide. I get to play doctor and trainer for a couple days on myself. I like it.
Dude, honestly, let's be honest. Okay, so NFL, first of all, University of Miami player, cool. NFL player, really cool. NFL Hall of Famer, you don't get any better. Shark bite victim, that's also pretty cool.
Survivor.
Somebody told me I'm the first Hall of Famer to be bit by a shark. I said, well, hey, why stand in the crowd when you obviously stick out?
How about this scenario? Hey, baby, what happened to your arm? Oh, that's cool. I got bit by a shark. Oh, come on. Yeah. It doesn't get any better than that.
You know what? That's what we normally do when we show them the tricep. You know, put the tricep over like I bit by a shark yesterday. You know, the tricep in there.
Right. Pop it out, show them the scar.
Pop it out with a little curve back there. Say, man, I got bit by a shark back there. But now I can actually say I got bit by a shark right here. And this right here, I didn't go for any stitches or anything like that because I wanted the war wound. You got to have that one.
Yeah.
You got to have that one.
Yeah, let it heal really bad so it looks so people can't miss out.
No.
No, I mean instead of going to a plastic surgeon.
I'm gonna let it gas. No, trust me. Yeah. Every time the scab come, I'm gonna rip the scab off. I've done this before.
You should get a shark tattoo and have that where the mouth is.
Yeah. Here's where the diagram.
Sorry. I never marked my temple. I haven't found anything I want to say with my body that I'm unwilling to say with my mouth to put a tattoo on myself.
Oh, okay. Really? I went to go get another one yesterday, and they couldn't get it done in one day, so I was like, I'll wait.
They stopped doing tramp snaps the other day?
It was a shark fin with a 99 on it. They couldn't get it done that day.
What did you want to do? A back mural of Pete? What do you
want
to do?
I'm trying to work on a whole sleeve, and you know, every time I get an idea,
a sleeve? No, you did not say a sleeve of Todd Klim. You did not.
No, I said a whole. hey, what level?
That'd be nice.
What level are you?
11.
Oh, Pokemon Go. You got a long way to go, buddy.
What?
What level are you on? 21. I'm a nonstop. I got kids. I'm running around the neighborhood with the kids at night.
See, my kid's going to college, and my son's driving now. He don't want to hang out with me. I told him, I said, come on, man, let's do a Pokemon run. He's like, what? I went over to UCF by myself. I covered the canvas. I gave it 100 Pokemon stop. Hey, Kyan, I feel the bag. Have you ever been by a Pokemon stop and spin it, and they tell you your bag is full?
Yeah, I had to buy another bag.
No way. No, see, that's what I won't do. They're not getting me for my money. Pokemon people out there, listen to me. You got to have a way for me to win those gold chips and for me to get whatever I need. I'm not paying you. I'm not falling into the Candy Crush or the Game of War. The Game of War got me, see? The Game of War is a game of pride. See,
yeah.
When they took my hero the first time, it was on then. You don't execute my hero. I went on a killing spree.
That's been the most brilliant marketing plan. I play this another game called Sniper where they'll give you scenarios and they'll tell you what you got to do, and then after a while, you start missing, and it's like, well, you got to upgrade your gun. And I'm like, all right, I need to upgrade my gun. That's going to cost $3. Right. I'm like, all right, $3. Next thing you know, I'm $80 into the game.
No. It's not $3. It's 99 cent. And then 99 cent for the bullets, then 99 yep. cent for the clip. And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm $10 in, and I haven't even fired a shot.
He's absolutely right. He's right.
They get you.
I'm ready to, like, I keep saying that I'm done with Pokemon, but then when I find out that there's other guys that I didn't get yet, and they pop up, and I'm like, all right, let me just get that guy. Now I'm just in the car myself.
No. It's certain places you have to go.
Yeah.
Like I went down to Marathon when I went to come fishing in Lobster and stuff. They got different Pokemon down here than they got in Hollywood and in Miami and in Orlando. There's different ones. You got to go different places out here.
Yep. Well, I'm going to Orlando this weekend. I've been down in Anna Maria for the week, so I'm getting different ones. My Pokemon squad back in Land O'Lakes, my nephews and my son, they're missing our trip. My nephews are in Chicago right now, so they might step ahead of me on the game. Yeah. So, man, if I ever thought there'd be a day.
I go to Chicago today, too. I got a football camp tomorrow in Soldier Field for the kids up in Chicago.
Oh, no kidding.
My man invited me up. Yeah. I leave the water and go right back to the football field, right back to my home.
I never had any of that when I was a kid. You go to a football camp and a Hall of Famer shows up and teach you how to play football. That's great.
Listen, that's why whenever one of my homeboys call me and be like, yo, man, I got a camp. You coming? I'm like, yo, just book the flight and I'm on my way. Come on.
That's great. That's fantastic.
I never had it either. I mean, it was just a chance to, you know, learn something, and that one kid might take something and take off.
I mean,
it's just beautiful. You have an opportunity to impact, so I try to hit it as many as I can. So if you got a camp out there, I'll let your boy. I'll come through.
I got to tell you, if my kid starts playing football, I might call you for the weekend. So I'm like, all right, I need to come over here. Come bulk up.
Hang out in the backyard.
Look cute. Hey, tell the little cutie we go back to the Clearwater, the slide. I like the slide, but I hit first.
we rode the slide at the Trade Winds together. I got to tell you, just climbing up that ladder was enough to show what athletes we were. And then Sap goes up and he goes, can I go down head first? The guy goes, I won't look. And he just goes down straight head first. It's hilarious. Well, I'm glad you survived the shark bite, my man. And I want to go fishing with you. I want to go on the water one day.
I'll be up in Tampa. You shut up the boat. I'm coming to training camp. How about we can go up to Tampa?
I got the captain on here, man. Captain Nate's great. So
I'm telling you.
All right.
Listen, call Nate. Tell Nate after I come back from the Hall of Fame, we can go.
All right, lock it in.
I got to come check on Gerald and J Dub.
Can you text me pictures of the shark bite? I want to see it as they progress. All right.
I have you.
Don't get no MRSA or don't get any infections or anything.
No, you can only get that at one book.
All right, brother. Be safe.
All right, baby. Be good.
Take it easy. There you go. Warren Sapp. NFL. Oh, he corndogged on the way out.
Awesome.
NFL Hall of Famer, shark bite victim.
Shark
survivor.
Bite.
Survivor.
Yeah. Survivor. I'm sorry.
Shark survivor. Attack survivor.
Yeah. That's right. That makes it better. Vicious shark attack survivor.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.